Well, I think corruption is just over the top. I mean, sadly, we've entered what others are referring to as a post-truth world. And it's really quite depressing. You just don't know who to believe or what to believe. And so everybody is squared off in their respective corners, and all we seem to do is fight each other. And it just doesn't make any sense. If we kill gerrymandering, it won't take long before a lot of those problems go away. And I'll tell you why. In a world with gerrymandering, then every politician has to be as extreme as they possibly can, because they're never worried about the other party beating them. They're only worried about getting beat by somebody in their own party. So, and both parties do it. I'm not letting anybody off the hook. So you either are extremely, Democrat or extremely Republican, and all you do is fight the other side to keep your job. If, however, we had congressional districts that had both Republicans and Democrats, and you're the congressman, you go to Washington, you do your best, you come back to your district, then everybody's mad at you. But that's exactly what we want, because then you as an individual congressman, to save your political neck, will have to bring people together and find common ground. And so politicians will be rewarded for bringing people together, versus now, gerrymandered as we are, politicians are rewarded for tearing one another apart. So just gerrymandering alone would solve this problem of people being so not truthful and fighting each other. And last I'll say is that when you're in a world where truth doesn't matter at all, then corruption just flourishes, and it's just awful.